I'm Riley Whitson.
And I'm Ronnie Bayer.
And this is the Plan to Eat podcast,
where we have conversations about meal planning, food, and wellness to help you answer the question, what's for dinner? Hi, everyone, and welcome to our first episode of the Plan to Eat podcast. Today, we are going to go over a little bit about Plan to Eat, and we are going to interview each other so that you can get to know me and Riley better for this whole podcast.
As you probably already know, Plan to Eat is a meal planning website and app that allows you to store your own recipes, create a custom recipe book, use those recipes to create a meal plan based around your needs and preferences, and then a shopping list is created for you automatically. We like to say that Plan to Eat is traditional meal planning simplified. We have all the elements of what you need to meal plan, and we make it easy and digital for you.
And Plan to Eat was started about 12 years ago by our owner, founder, head developer, Clint. And he created it for his wife, Lisa, who was a meal planner, but she struggled with the amount of time that it took her to meal plan. So he took his developing skills and he created Plan to Eat. And it has just been kind of evolving ever since then. I think the difference between what Plan to Eat looks like now and what it looked like 12 years ago is probably really big.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we have customers who have been using Plan to Eat since those early days. So I know that a lot of people who might be listening today can remember the different colors that we used, or even the fact that we have added so many features.
So I'm going to take a few minutes right now and interview Riley so you guys can all get to know a little bit more about her. So Riley, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Plan to Eat?
So I am Riley Whitson. I've worked for Plan to Eat for almost 8 years. And my role at Plan to Eat has evolved over time. I started in customer support and answered a whole lot of emails, helping people learn how to use Plan to Eat, answering questions that they had about the program or new features. And then I moved into a role doing a little bit more of our marketing. I work with all of our partners and I manage projects and a whole lot of other things. Plan to Eat is a pretty small team. So a lot of us have a lot of roles on our plate, which is really fun. It keeps things really interesting and it's never boring and we don't do the same thing day to day, which I actually really love out of my job. But that would be probably the main thing, is just that I manage partnerships and work with all of our contractors that we work with, like our graphic designers and other things like that.
You started 8 years ago at Plan to Eat. How did you get started working for Plan to Eat?
That's actually a really funny story. Let me back up just a little bit more. I went to school for photography. I have an art degree. And so photography is another thing that I actually do for Plan to Eat. But I have an art degree. I moved to Colorado for a job and I started working at a coffee shop while I worked for this other job. It was a part-time job. So I had basically two part-time jobs at the same time. And the coffee shop job was just in downtown Loveland, which is where Plan to Eat is based, is Loveland, Colorado. And I met Clint, our owner, and he works there every day. It was kind of his office out of the house. And so he worked there every day. We became friends. And then I actually started working as a personal assistant for another customer who needed just some extra help in her life. So I was her personal assistant. That job kind of morphed into being her personal chef. And so I did all of the cooking for her and her family. I prepped a lot of meals. I prepared dinner for them 4 nights a week. And then I did that for about a year. During that time, Clint found out that I was doing that. That was my third part-time job. And Clint found out that I was doing that. And he was like, I want you to come cook for me. And so he hired me to come cook for him and his family pretty part-time. I think it was 2 meals a week that I was just trying to help alleviate some stress in their family. They have 4 kids. They have a lot going on. So I was just there to help a little bit. And then he also hired me to work for Plan to Eat part-time doing support. And so then that, all of those jobs, that's a lot of jobs at the same
all
time.
All of the part-time jobs.
All of the part-time jobs. That was basically 2 full-time jobs. It morphed into eventually I quit all of the other things and started working for Plan to Eat full-time. And that's what I've been doing ever since then. So the crazy, all the part-time jobs thing was just for probably about 6 months.
So currently in your position, what's your favorite part about your job?
That's a great question. I think I already mentioned how much I love the diversity of my day-to-day, but I love getting to talk to people and I love getting to interact with them. So, I love getting to do things like our podcast, our YouTube videos, just getting to chat with you and like talk about all things meal planning. Since I've been in this world for so long, I feel like It oozes out of me. Is that disgusting? Should I not have said that? It like, it's just as a part of, you know, like talking about meal planning is just such a part of my life. And so it's very easy to talk about. And so it's, that's really fun. And I just like getting to talk about it, but I would say just the people aspect of it is really fun. And then just the fact that it's so diverse, it helps me be more creative. So I like all of those things. Mm-hmm. So three things, I guess.
Not quite one favorite thing, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of favorite things about my job. I think that's what makes it a really great job is that I've got so many favorites.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So since you've been with Plan to Eat for quite a few years, can you name a few things that have changed since you started working for Plan to Eat?
Well, so I definitely have like the creative background, so you might not be surprised at this, but one of my favorite changes is how the website has evolved from like a darker tones and like a little bit more of like a warmer. It used to be pretty dark. Everything used to be pretty dark, but everything's really lightened up. Our colors are lighter. Our brand is just a lot lighter overall. I love that. That's one of my favorite changes for me in particular. It makes it a little bit more inviting. Something else that comes to mind is for so many years, our customers really, really wanted an app. And so for those of you who don't know, apps are really hard to build and very expensive to build. And so as the person who is handling customer support, it weighed heavy on me that was something we did not have and I could never give to our customers because it wasn't something I could build. And it was also something that our team really wanted to do, but just we really couldn't do for a long time because of the resources that it took to make it. And right. So when we finally were able to launch our app in 2018, that was just like the biggest win. It sounds so dumb, but it was such a weight lifted in the support world, in like handling our customers' questions and things like that, because it was something that they wanted so desperately. And then we finally were able to give it to them. And so that was a really exciting win. So that was great.
Having the app, I mean, I haven't worked for Plan to Eat without an app. And I kind of can't imagine Plan to Eat not having an app because it's such a big part of our company right now.
It is, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's so helpful for on the go. And, you know, we cater to an audience that is busy. And we are trying to alleviate some stress from their plate, right? By helping make meal planning easier. And now because it is something that they can take with them in their pocket and do while they're, you know, shoot, you can meal plan before you walk into the grocery store to shop.
Right.
You can meal plan in the pickup line for your kids at school. You can meal plan anywhere, waiting in the doctor's office. You can do it from anywhere. And so being able to do it in those like mostly unusable times of your life, you know, like instead of scrolling through Instagram, you can do something that's really helpful. I think that that's just what makes Plan to Eat even more of a gem in your life is just that you can do it anywhere now. And so it's hugely helpful. I have to admit that I still use the desktop to do a lot of my planning, but that's because I'm a little old school and I'm on my computer a lot, but I love the fact that I have the app and can take it with me on the go and use it in the store instead of having to print a paper list, which I inevitably always left at home, regardless of whether I did it in Plan to Eat or written on paper, you know, pre-Plan to Eat. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to have because I always have my phone.
Right. So you just said that you plan a lot on the desktop. What kind of does your meal planning look like in general?
Yeah, it's a great question. So meal planning for us looks like a lot of dinner. I plan dinner based around our weekly schedule. So my husband works a shift schedule, so he's gone a couple of days a week. And so I plan dinners for 4 nights a week. And then usually I just make a larger batch of the things that I cook. And then we eat that for leftovers or we eat that for dinner. You know, either for lunch or dinner as leftovers. And then just we have pretty generic things to have on hand for lunches and breakfasts, like eggs and stuff for sandwiches or, you know, smoked salmon, something like that we can throw on a salad really easily. So those are things that are pretty standard around our house, is like the lunch breakfast ingredients. I kind of always buy those things. We do mix it up. It's not the same thing all the time, but those are just things that we have on hand. And then the dinners is where we get pretty creative. So about 4 to 5 dinners per night. And then I'll just make a double batch or something like that to either freeze, which I love the freezer, to freeze to have another night later, or we eat it as leftovers.
Are there any Plan to Eat features that are like your absolute favorite that you feel like you couldn't live without?
Yes. I think that serving sizes is just an all-time winner because that does allow me to make a huge batch of something. And I know how much I'm making. It's not just like I hope this is going to work to have for multiple meals. I'm actually like getting a tangible, like this is for 8 servings. And so yeah. I have a daughter. She's 1. She doesn't need a lot yet. You know, I can be pretty confident that if I scale the recipe up for 8, that's going to feed us for sure two dinners and probably two lunches. Maybe that sounds really boring to some people because it's the same thing for a lot of meals. I don't have quite the issue with eating leftovers as my husband does. So it doesn't bother me to have that for lunch a couple of times, especially if I don't have to cook it. And that's such a time saver. So being able to have it as a leftover, it's just so helpful. It takes away any issue I have with eating a leftover because I didn't have to cook it again. And most moms will attest to the fact that we have very little time. And so just being able to have something that I can just heat up for me and my daughter for lunches because my husband's working or whatever, it's just really helpful. So serving sizes is huge. And then the shopping list, I mean, probably most people would say, first of all, it's integral to plan to eat. The shopping list is just part of it, you know, just like it's been there since the beginning and it's just vital to the process of planning. But I would say I can't live without that because during my week, when we run out of something, I open Plan to Eat and I add it to that list. I'm trying to think of something that I've had. Oh, baking powder. I just ran out of baking powder. I opened up my shopping list. I added it. And then I know I need to buy it. And it's not a question because I know I added it. And I know that that's something I need to purchase. And I'm not going to forget it when I go to make my big list for my big shopping trip.
It's right, also, but you can kind of like forget about it because you're like, it's already on the list. Yeah. It's yes. Done.
Yeah. And if I didn't add it to the list, I would forget about it. Because yeah. Especially those really random things that you don't run out of very often, like vanilla or salt or baking powder, like those kinds of staple items that you run out of very infrequently, they will literally leave my mind. It could be eggs and it'll leave my mind. Something we have all the time. So just being able to do it in the moment, whatever it is, trash bags, oatmeal, I mean, like those are things that I genuinely add to my list when we run out. And so having that and just having it at my fingertips to do it in the kitchen when I'm cooking immediately, super helpful. All right. So that's enough about me. We can wrap that up. And now it's my honor to get to interview Ronnie. So Ronnie, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Plan to Eat.
I'm Ronnie Vare. And I have worked for Plan to Eat for about 3 years at this point. I think I might be getting ready to start my fourth year. I, similar to Riley, started out doing customer support, answering emails. I still do part of that in my role at Plan to Eat, just a little less frequently. We now have another support person, Shelby, who works with us. So like Riley said with her job, my job is very diverse. We have a small team. So I do not only customer support, but I also do manage all of our blog, YouTube videos. I'm the editor for this podcast. So I kind of consider myself like our lead content creator because while Riley and I do create a lot of the content that we have together, I'm the one who takes care of all the like editing and publishing. I do all of our social media and just, you know, like a smattering of random things in my day, but very similar to Riley, like no day is the same. And I'm kind of like customer support, but also marketing, kind of a mix of different things in my day.
Yeah, it's awesome. The collaboration aspect of Plan to Eat, because, you know, our roles intertwine so much, I think is actually a really big positive. I know this interview is not about me. It's just a thought that I had while you were talking. It's just that like the collaboration that all of us have on our team, I think makes us a better team and it helps us produce better content. So
something that has always, I think, been important to Clint and to the company is the fact that since we are so small, we're all able to kind of be involved in different decision-making processes. And so it is kind of important that we collaborate. And I mean, Riley and I have talked about this many times before, but we always come up with our best ideas when we're working together because we're able to bounce things off of each other. And then like one small idea turns into a way bigger idea, or we just are able to get way more in depth with it. So yeah, having roles that kind of cross each other is really helpful. And probably bigger companies have situations like that too. It's just that our roles that cross over in like literally every aspect of the company, except for maybe like developing.
Absolutely. So how did you get started working for Plan to Eat? What's your story?
So I started working for Plan to Eat part-time in December, 1 year right after our annual sale. We had another support person who was a mutual friend, and she was kind of getting ready to move on from her role at Plan to Eat. And so she just recommended me for the job. And, you know, everybody always likes it when there's kind of like a personal connection when you hire somebody. It gives that person a little more like credibility. So I was just interviewed and hired and worked part-time for a few months before I ever went full-time. I was also working full-time at a restaurant at the time that I was hired for Plan to Eat. So juggled both of those for a little while before I was able to come on full-time.
Awesome. We love having you. It's fun for me because I got to see you from the beginning. I got to interview you. So to see where you came from, which, you know, in the interview process, you just were such a standout, like be on our team, but just like to see the way that we get to work together now. So fun.
Yeah, I agree.
So what are the favorite parts of your job? What do you love doing?
Well, similar to you, I would say that I really like that every day is a little different. I like that my job involves a lot of creativity because I feel like I'm a creative person. And so it's nice to be a creator rather than a consumer when it comes to a lot of things. I also like the collaboration process. I like that Riley and I work really close together and we get to work on stuff together. So, I mean, really similar to you, there's not very many things that I dislike about my job. I really like my job. And, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day who I was like reconnecting with after a few months of not talking. And she was like, oh, like, tell me about your job. And I just couldn't stop gushing about it. Like, I was like, I love my job. It's so great. And she was like, that's like the most refreshing thing ever, because most people don't say that about their job.
Yeah. We're very lucky in that way.
Yeah. I was going to say, feel pretty fortunate to have a job that I really enjoy and I like doing every day.
Awesome. I love it. So what has changed since you started?
Well, certainly not the same big changes that have happened since you've been around. Like I said earlier, the Planty app was created, I think about a year maybe before I was hired. So I haven't known Planty without an app, but I would say similar to Riley, even like the color scheme has changed since I've been around. We've definitely made a lot of improvements to the app since I've been around. When I first started, the app was much more basic than it is now. I think we're pretty much at the point now where the app really similarly mirrors the desktop site. There's like pretty much all of the big features are available in both places for people to use. And that's a pretty big deal. So yeah, I would say that it's been more small things that have changed probably than it has been larger major changes. I guess our team has grown since I first started. Originally, it was just you and me and Clint. And now we've added two more people onto our team. So that's kind of a big deal to go from a team of three to a team of five.
Yeah, I think that probably most people don't know that. Most people do not know that our team is that small. You know, right. We serve a lot of customers with the team that we have. I think it's probably pretty surprising to most people to hear that.
Right.
We're at five people. So how do you meal plan? What does that look like for you?
Similar to you, I plan a lot of dinners. So most, like if somebody were to look at my Planty account, look at my planner, they would pretty much only see dinners planned because I do really similar to you. We eat leftovers for lunch a lot. My husband is a contractor, so I usually try to cook so that he has leftovers to take to work with him because he doesn't have the option to come home for lunch or even like be in an office or anything. He's got to eat lunch on the go most of the time. And for breakfast, we are also pretty automated. It's a lot of like either smoothies or eggs. And so those things are pretty easy to just remember to, you know, add berries to my shopping list or add eggs to my shopping list, that kind of thing. I definitely rely a lot on the staples list to make sure that I have all of the necessary things that I need for my week. So as far as like what my actual meal planning is, it's mostly dinners. I use the queue a lot because I have, well, both Riley and I have a lot of recipes in our account from just importing random things and testing things out. So I use the queue a lot to actually remember which recipes are my favorites and which ones I want to plan on a regular basis. And yeah, I'm a big shop at home kind of a gal when it comes to the shopping list. So I make sure that I'm not double buying things. So I'll go around my house and use the shopping list to check off the things that we already have. Because a lot of times I try to plan recipes around things that we already have. And then it's a good reminder to go back through the house to be like, oh yeah, I do actually have that thing that I planned that recipe for.
It's always fun when somebody eats the thing you were waiting to use in a recipe.
Yep. Yep. That happened a few weeks ago when I was getting ready to make a marinade. And I went to go get the limes out for the marinade. And my husband had used the limes the night before. So I was like, cool, I got to go to the store and get some limes, I guess, or use vinegar instead. I don't know.
That's a good idea. But I bet that happens so much less frequently now that you have Planty to eat.
It definitely happens a lot less frequently because we can both look at our list and both look at the meal plan and like check it out and see what's on there.
Yeah, I love that. Let's see. So you've kind of mentioned a few, but what are your just number one favorite Planty features?
I definitely say the queue. Like I mentioned, I use that pretty much every week when I go to do my meal planning. I would also say that I use tags a lot. It's along a similar vein. I have a lot of recipes tagged by like the type of meal that it is. I know a lot of people use tags to add ingredients that something has that they want to be able to search for, that kind of stuff. I have tags that are like gluten-free, paleo, Whole30, that kind of thing, to kind of go along with like a type of eating style maybe that we're trying to follow at a certain point in time. And I would also say that I use menus pretty frequently because we just have favorite recipes that we eat on a regular basis. And it's just easier to kind of use a menu and replan things that we've had before. And then maybe just like make a few changes after it's already on the planner. But having all the basics already there is just really helpful. It just saves a lot of time when we're actually doing our meal planning.
Oh, absolutely. That's a lot easier than scrolling back in time to see.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved those.
Right. Like your meal plans are there for forever, but it's so much easier to just plan it from a menu than scroll back through and replan stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's change gears a little bit and talk about why we started this podcast in the first place. I guess one of the things that has changed since I've started is that in general, we've been creating a lot more content for people, for our customers. A lot of that has been the video content that Riley and I had started creating on our YouTube account. And we've been fairly active on social media and stuff in the last few years, whereas maybe that was not as much a priority in the past. And so I think part of the thing for starting a podcast, number one, is that we all listen to podcasts a lot. All of us who work at Plan to Eat listen to a lot of podcasts. And so it just seemed like a no-brainer to be like, well, we should start a podcast because it's obviously something that we enjoy. And so we feel like we could make it something that other people enjoy.
Yeah, we had to kind of stumble on the right idea for what this was going to be. You know, our creator, Clint, like he wanted us to do a podcast several years ago, but I think it just took the right time and the right space and the right, you know, like Ronnie and I, the way we work together had to evolve to the place that we're in now. And so we started the YouTube videos, which has been so fun for us. And we hope that content has been great for our viewers, but we just know that that's not feasible for everyone to watch a video. I am not a video watcher, to be very honest. I just don't have the time to sit down and do that. And so because of that, I am a podcast listener much more frequently because I can do it anytime while I'm walking the dog, while I'm making dinner, while I'm in the car. I have a lot of drive time. And so while I grocery shop.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I'll listen to a podcast and maybe that's not friendly or whatever, but it's my time. And so I get to do kind of what I want with it. So I'll even listen then. And so, you know, it just made sense to kind of transition from the videos to the podcast and then just the type of content we want to produce for you guys. It all kind of had to just fall in line at the right time. And so we're really excited for the ideas that we have upcoming podcast content. And I'm not going to give you guys too much of a idea of what that is because we want to keep you excited, but it just makes sense for our audience because we know you're busy people and it's just the right fit for us at this time. So we're really excited to do it. And we hope that our listeners love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that you kind of hit the nail on the head with all of those things. We know that people are busy. We know that people are, you know, constantly on the go, and we want to be able to have a resource that is available to people on the go so that they can learn about our meal planning tips and tricks and, you know, hopefully gain some things that are useful for them and, you know, learn different ways to use Plan to Eat, but also just learn general things about meal planning. And we hope to do some interviews and stuff in the future as well. So we really want to connect you with all of the different aspects of meal planning and like what it can look like for you in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we want it to be more diverse than just meal planning. We want it to be maybe even diet specific or, you know, a little bit more broad, like gardening or anything that is related to food, you know. Food journalism, people who write about food and like what's new in the food world. Like those are the kinds of things that we're excited to learn for you and talk about or interview people who are really in the know and get to share that content with you. So we hope that that's something that's very interesting to you guys.
And we're always open to suggestions too. So we'll leave our email address in the show notes as well, but it's help@planteat.com. You can connect with us there literally all the time. We're also on all of the social media places at Plan to Eat. So make sure that you're connecting with us there. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We even do Twitter occasionally. And we have a whole bunch of Pinterest boards too. So if you're looking for places with recipe inspiration, we have a bunch of different Pinterest boards with a bunch of different recipes pinned to them, following all sorts of different things. Like, we have paleo recipes, we have vegan recipes, we have fall recipes, we have budget recipes, like everything on there. So go check that out if you're if you're a pinner.
Yeah. And if you guys just have random questions for us and you want to email those to us or Instagram DM them to us, maybe we'll do a whole episode that's just customer Q&A, whether that's for us or for Plan D specifically for meal planning, like whatever it looks like. Maybe it's like 10 questions that we go over, something like that. These are just ideas and we want to hear from you guys. So let us know what you're interested in.
All right. So I think we're going to wrap up a little bit here. Riley and I wanted to finish at least this conversation with telling you what our favorite recipes are right now so that you could maybe get a little bit of recipe inspiration. We will link these recipes in the show notes as well, so you can find them on Plan to Eat. Riley, why don't you tell us what are you loving right now?
This is such a hard one. So many of our meals lately have been pieced together. It's been a little bit of a busy, a very, very busy season for us. So it took me a minute to think about what we're loving right now, but it's actually what we're having for dinner tonight. And it's these paleo gluten-free chicken bites. They're incredibly easy to make. And it's great, like on a salad, or it's great paired with, you know, roasted potatoes or celery and carrots, you know, kind of like a traditional like chicken wing kind of dinner, but they're boneless, which is great.
So, especially with a one-year-old, right?
Especially with a one-year-old. So we love them. My husband loves them. It's good for the whole fam. So it's an easy one that we like to go to.
I have been loving the same recipe for literally a year and a half.
Okay. She really has. She's told everyone she knows about this recipe, including me.
So it's a recipe that I found from, I think it's from Epicurious, and it's called like Freeform Chicken meatballs with roasted carrots or something like that. And so it's like you roast carrots and then you make these chicken meatballs and you use like lemon zest and masala seasoning. And then you obviously bake those as well. And then you make this Greek yogurt with lemon and salt as the sauce for it. And I have to say that I could eat that sauce like every single day on literally anything. It's so simple. It's literally salt and lemon juice in Greek yogurt, but it is so good. And just like the pairing of all of the different flavors is just really yummy. I really like things that are lemony. I like a good citrus flavor. And then with the kind of like earthy spices that are in the masala seasoning, it just pairs really well together. I love it. Everybody should try it. It became our favorite recipe last summer and I have not stopped cooking it since then. So,
okay, you really sold me on it. I'm also really hungry right now. So you really sold me. And maybe my chicken bites didn't get sold the way they needed to, but man, running that sounds great. So, and you know, everybody, just as a little side note, you guys can become friends with Ronnie and I through Plan to Eat. And my username is Riley and Ronnie's is Ronnie.
Yeah. Right. I think mine's Ronnie Bear.
But Ronnie Bear. So yeah. So you can, we'll put that in the show notes. Also, you guys can become friends with us. And anytime we talk about a recipe, it will be in our account and you're welcome to cook it and love it and let it be a repeat for your family too.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for our very first podcast episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you have questions or comments or any feedback, please reach out to us at help@planteat.com or connect with us on social media and send us a DM. But we really appreciate you guys being here and we're excited for this new podcast journey.